Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Monday, June 27th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. At least one person was killed and six others injured after several explosions shook Kyiv's central Shevchenkivsky district early on Sunday, causing widespread damage and a fire at a residential building. Ukrainian lawmaker Alexei Goncharenko claimed the Russians fired a total of 14 rockets at Kyiv and neighboring areas, the first major assault on Ukraine's capital since early June. Andrei Yermak, chief of staff to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, said the missiles damaged an apartment building and a kindergarten, adding that Russia should be designated a state sponsor of terrorism as soon as possible. Kyiv Mayor Vitali Klitschko later reported that a number of residents had been rescued and evacuated from two buildings. A 7-year-old girl was reportedly among those rescued from the rubble. Thousands of international policymakers, business leaders, and academics have gathered in Katowice for a major United Nations conference on urban development. Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki is scheduled to open the 11th World Urban Forum, which will run from today until Thursday. The event will focus on topics such as green cities, innovation, and urban planning, as well as refugee policy. With Russia's aggression against Ukraine, the conference is also expected to discuss the reconstruction of Ukrainian cities after the war. The World Urban Forum is held every 2 years. The last conference was held in Abu Dhabi in 2020. Poland's defense ministry has placed orders for the construction of 3 new minesweepers for the country's navy in an effort to boost its defensive capabilities. Deputy Prime Minister and Defense Minister Mariusz Błaszczak told a news conference in the northwestern city of Świnoujście that the Komoron 2-class mine hunters would be built for Polish sailors by a domestic shipyard and delivered in 2026 and 2027. Błaszczak's announcement confirms previous statements that Poland would soon order new military equipment, including minesweepers and helicopters, amid rising fears after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Drivers in Wrzeszcz and Aniulki will continue to enjoy free parking after Gdańsk city officials decided to terminate a contract for 150 new parking meters. According to Mieczysław Kotłowski of the Gdańsk Road and Greenery Authority, the parking meters were supposed to be intuitive to use, but the test prototype proved to have a dozen shortcomings, including issues with structural integrity, inadequate screens, and inoperable software. In addition to losing a contract worth 5 million zloty, the company from Grodzisk Mazowiecki will have to pay an additional fine of 500,000 zloty for failure to comply with the terms of the agreement. The city reportedly plans to announce another tender in the fall, with equipment potentially arriving next spring. In the meantime, city officials are considering relocating devices from other streets to the vicinity of voivodeship offices in order to collect parking fees in these areas. Polish-American basketball player Jeremy Juliusz Soczon has been selected by the San Antonio Spurs as their number 9 NBA draft pick. The 19-year-old now ranks as the highest-picked Polish player in NBA history, surpassing Maciej Lamki, Szymon Szewczyk, and Marcin Gortat. Radosław Piasiewicz, head of Poland's Bezkosz Basketball Federation, congratulated the player and voiced his hope that we'll soon see Jeremy in the white and red shirt during the Eurobasket tournament.
The weather.
Today will again be sunny and hot, with no chance of rain and a light breeze coming in from the southeast. Temperatures will peak around a high of 31 degrees centigrade or 88 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to an overnight low of 19 degrees centigrade or 67 degrees Fahrenheit. Slightly cooler weather is expected tomorrow, with a chance for some rain in the afternoon. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and those around you.